Hi, I'm Astrid Schwein, the cellist of the Juilliard String Quartet, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Bridget, and I am 12 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Bridget, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Hansel and Gretel Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Yesterday on Kids Commute, Hansel and Gretel were understandably freaked out by having to sleep in the woods alone without their parents, but they made it through the night. Phew! And they look and see in the forest what looks to be a safe and wonderful place. Oh, it is a beautiful house, all made of gingerbread. And when you are a hungry kid, a giant house made out of cookie, boy, you can't go wrong with that, can you? So Hansel and Gretel just have at it. They are eating at that house, little off the shingle, little off the door, little off the window, when, uh-oh. Yeah, it turns out, of course, someone owns this house. Someone lives in it. That is the witch. And she is not at all happy that there are children eating her house. Now, this is not a witch that likes to eat candy, necessarily. No, no. She thinks that children are far more delicious than houses. Now, technically, she turns the kids into gingerbread first and then eats the gingerbread, but then it's kid-flavored gingerbread, which is totally gross and doesn't count. And she decides she is going to eat both Hansel and Gretel. So, she takes both of them captive, she puts Hansel in a cage, and makes Gretel do all the housework. And then she runs off to do wicked things before coming back every day and trying to fatten Hansel up before she eats him. So today we are going to hear the Wicked Witch's song. She is also very hungry, but not for gingerbread. Exactly. Ew. Here's Judith Forst as the witch singing about jumping around on her broomstick. Once again, this recording is the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra conducted by Andreas Delps.
Yeah.
Judith Forst, our witch, is wickedly hungry. Andreas Delves conducted the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. Boy, her music's very catchy for being so wicked, isn't it? Now, tomorrow on Kids Commute, it's our last episode of 2020 before winter break, and we'll bring you a happy ending. Ah, come on, spoiler alert. You didn't think we'd play you a kids' opera where it turns out badly for the kids, did ya? All right. Now, Kids Commuters, time now for our Quizlet and our last hint. Now, here's this week's question. What is the name of the pair of famous brothers known for collecting fairy tales? And for your last hint today, we're going to give you a list, tell you some of the fairy tales they collected. Now, yesterday we told you they wrote down Hansel and Gretel and Sleeping Beauty as told to them by family. Here are some other stories collected by our brothers, Jacob Carl and Wilhelm Carl. Rumpelstiltskin, The Frog Prince, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, The Elves and the Shoemaker, and Rapunzel. Who are the brothers that put all of these famous stories together into a book? Text us the answer with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you're right, we'll give you a shout out on the air, send you a little prize envelope, and enter your name to win our big monthly drawing. Now, I do need to let you know that we've had some glitches on our website, so you haven't been able to listen to Kids Commute on the web this week, so we haven't heard from some of our faraway kids commuters, but all of our episodes for the week will be online today. But you might need to scurry to get your Quizlet answers in. The number again, 231-237-7482. Who are the famous fairy tale brothers? We'll answer the question tomorrow. And many congratulations to Fiona in Reed City and Arthur and Walter in Traverse City, who got their answer in right under the wire during the music today. All right, that's it for Kids Commute for today. I'm Kate Botello. Have a perfect day.
Interlochen Public Radio.